To connect with the program, call 800-387-8025 or visit the show online at rmworldtravel.com. Welcome back to your RM World Travel Connection.
Welcome back. This portion of the program is sponsored by another new sponsor, and a smart sponsor who's realized the significant reach of this program can grow their business during these challenging times. So we give a big welcome to Gabby.com/carry. We're all looking for ways to save money these days, and when's the last time you looked at how much you're spending every month on car insurance or on your homeowner's insurance? Now's the time to check out this website and see about getting a lower rate for the exact same coverage you already have. Gabby takes the pain out of shopping for insurance by giving you an apples-to-apples comparison of your current coverage with 40 of the top insurance providers, such as Progressive, Nationwide, Travelers, and many others. All you have to do is link your current insurance account, and in about 2 minutes, you'll be able to see quotes for the exact same coverage that you currently have. Customers of Gabby.com/carry save $825 per year on average. And what we like is if they can't find you savings, as they have for us, then they'll let you know you can relax knowing you've got the best rate out there. Something else, they'll never sell your information, so you'll get no annoying spam or robocalls. Gabby's totally free. There's no obligation. So take 2 minutes today to see how much you can save on your car and homeowner's insurance. Just go to Gabby, that's G-A-B-I, Gabby.com/carry, C-A-R-E-Y. Or you can find the link at rmworldtravel.com by looking under sponsors. My next guest is part of our Write Stuff series, Write Stuff being spelled W-R-I-T-E, as in wrote a book. Her book is called This Much Country. It just came out in paperback. It was published a year ago in hardback, but just came out in March. And it's a look at, well, it's about her life when she grew up in West Texas, but she eventually moved to Alaska to sort of get away from heartbreak, according to what I read, and wound up falling in love and is married and has a son, but also has about, 24, 27 dogs. And she has raced in the Iditarod as well as the Yukon Quest 1,000-mile sled dog race. And so please say hello to Kristen Knight Pace. This Much Country is the name of her book, and we're delighted to have you here, Kristen. These Iditarod, I don't know about the Yukon Quest, but 1,000 miles sounds scary to me. The Iditarod isn't exactly a walk in Central Park either, is it?
No, they're both incredibly difficult.
How did you decide to... How many dogs do you own now?
We, at the most we've ever had is 35 dogs. We had 28 at the time I wrote the book.
And your kennel is called the Hey Moose Kennel because your first dog was a great big friendly dog named Moose. And you go, Hey Moose, all the time to get its attention.
Yes.
So are all these dogs, is this a kennel where you keep your dogs or do you have other people's dogs there?
Well, we started off with just a handful of our own dogs, and we trained other people's yearlings, and then eventually we got to the point where we had all our own dogs that we raised and trained from puppies. So it was a pretty incredible time in my life during these 1,000-mile races.
What do you think you spend on dog food in a month?
Well, in a year, it's about $21,000.
Oh, my.
It's tax season, so we're pretty on top of the numbers right now.
Oh, my goodness. Now, obviously, these are huge races that happen once a year, I'm presuming. By the way, I should also say that Kristen Knight Pace works for the Park Service. She's a wilderness coordinator at Denali National Park, and a national park I've never heard of called Gates of the Arctic, and she tells me it's up above the Arctic Circle. It's the most northernmost park in the United States, so that is your full-time job. But how often do the dogs get to go out and run? That's a lot of dogs. You've got a full-time job. I know your husband works as well. What do you do with all these dogs? Do you have to train them constantly?
Well, in the summertime, it's mostly running around free in groups. We have a lot of wide open spaces for them to run through. So that's how they spend most of the summer. But starting in August, which is fall in Alaska, that's when the real training begins. And it's just 2 miles a day starting in August. But then we build on up to 20 miles and then 40, then 60. The most we have them run is 80 miles a day before a big race.
When you say they run around in packs at first, are they harnessed or they just run around?
Oh, no. They run around loose in the summertime, just frolicking.
Right.
And then as puppies, they, at about 3 months old, we start letting them run loose with the team. So we'll have a whole team of dogs harnessed, but then the puppies get to just kind of see what's going on and run alongside the team loose and learn their different options. We've had puppies run out and lead in front of the team right off the bat, and you always know those are some super competent dogs. And then we've also had some puppies insert themselves in blank spots in the team farther back. And that's when you know that they're ready to have a harness on. So we kind of let them decide. And it's a really, that's probably the most fun process of training a team.
You start, we've only got about a minute left, Kristen, but you started in 2010 working on the Iditarod race as a helper involving drop dogs. What are drop dogs?
Drop dogs are dogs that a musher decides to leave behind at a checkpoint with a veterinary team for lots of reasons. Sometimes it's because they have a sore wrist, but sometimes it's because, you know, it's a strategy, especially with the top mushers. You know, it takes a lot shorter time to booty 10 dogs than it does 16 dogs. So they're there for a variety of reasons, but I was in charge of getting them ready to fly back home. So I helped load the drop dogs into little planes in the Iditarod Air Force, and that was an experience I'm never going to forget.
Well, if you're fascinated by Alaska, as many of us in the lower states are, or if the Iditarod has always fascinated you, as it has me, pick up this book, This Much Country. You can get it on Amazon. I read the first chapter in which Kristen is out in the middle of nowhere on some ice and minus 40. It's very, very scary. Kristen Knight-Pace, author of This Much Country, thanks for joining us for our Right Stuff segment. We'll be right back.
RM World Travel phone lines are open 24-7 at 800-387-8025. And so is the website at rmworldtravel.com. Stay tuned. We're back after these messages.